Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Willie V, aka Bull Boy Kennels. In this tutorial, we will be going over on how to convert picture clippings. And what I mean by picture clippings are .pict clipping images, which you'll usually get from your iTunes library if you ever copy over your images. So what we're going to go ahead and do is we're going to go ahead and open up iTunes. And here I have some of my albums with their album covers. Now, I may want to copy this image, so we'll go to Get Info. Click on the image, and I'll drag it over to my desktop. Now, if I get info on that, we'll see that this file extension says picture clipping. Now, many programs won't open up this file. For example, Photoshop. It doesn't recognize these file types. So we may want to convert this to either a TIFF, PNG, GIF, JPEG, something with a different extension that is more workable with a vast majority of applications. So I'm going to show you two ways on how we can convert this particular image. The first of which would be using Preview. Now, we can go ahead and go to this image and do a Command C as a shortcut to copy it. So now I have that image copied. Now, the image itself, when you go to right click on it and you go open with, there's really not anything to really open that image with. So let's go ahead and go to Preview. Now, Preview, we can do Open. And as you can see, we cannot open that picture clipping file, which is why we did Control C to copy it. And let me just close that out. So we can go to Preview, and since I've already copied it to my clipboard from iTunes, we can go to File, New from Clipboard, and now it pastes in the image that was actually used for my particular album. Now, the image size may differ, may be smaller, may be larger, but usually if you're using the images or the cover art that's used in iTunes, you'll get a very great high quality image. Now, I can go ahead and take this and then save it to whatever format that I want, even a PICT format, which is basically the same thing as the picture clipping, but without the clipping at the end of it. Now, I usually like to save them as a TIFF if I'm going to use it for something else, or I can save it for Photoshop or whatever have you. So that's the one way to do it, using Preview as an option to be able to do that. Now, the other way, and this is a program that I've talked about in the past, is Graphic Converter. Now, what I like about Graphic Converter is not only can you convert the image, but you're also able to do a lot of different edits to the images as well, and also do batch converting. So if you have a bunch of those type of images that are from iTunes or just that particular extension, then Graphic Converter is a good application to be able to go ahead and do batch exports. So let's go ahead and open up this image. And now we have it opened up with Graphic Converter. Now you see it shows a larger size for the image. But again, we can still go to File, Save As, and then pick the format that we want to save. And then that way we can save that particular image. So we'll just say that I want to save it as a TIFF file. That way I get a nice high quality file. And go ahead and with the Graphic Converter, we can go ahead and shut that off. Now I have my TIFF image. And there we have it. So those are two simple ways to be able to use either Preview, which you don't have to install anything because it already comes on your Mac, or Graphic Converter, which can also convert those picture clipping images as well, and also do batch converting also. Now, if you want to know where you can purchase that program, it's not, you can use it freely for as long as you want, but you can also purchase it, and that is from lemkesoft.com. I'll go ahead and include the link to their site in the notes. And like I said, you can use it freely for as long as you want until you plan on purchasing the program itself. Anyways, this was Willie V, a.k.a. Bull Boy Kennels of iTexture.com. And as always, thank you for taking the time to watch.